Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and another broadcast of Using My Keys. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, and we're excited this morning to have as our special guest Jocelyn Lynch of Hey Jossie. Jocelyn is an amazing young woman, one that I've known for many years. She's another one of my daughters that I didn't give birth to, but I love what I see God doing in her life. She is one who has endured some challenges and in spite of those has not given up. And she's here today to talk to us about her assignment in the earth, Hey Jossie. And I want you all to just embrace her this morning. If you're joining us, we ask that you call a friend, text a friend, hit them on Facebook, let them know that we're live this morning with Hey Jossie, and let's all be empowered with her. So Jocelyn, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for the invite.
Wonderful. Well, tell the listening audience a little bit about Jocelyn Lynch first, and then we'll get to Hey Jossie. What do you want the people to know about Jocelyn Lynch?
Well, I'm a mommy, number one. The greatest thing, sometimes my son is the greatest blessing, and that's the greatest role that I have right now as a mom. I'm a mom, of course. I'm a grad school student at Liberty University. I'm working on my master's in human services, marriage and family counseling. I love family. I love people. I love to laugh. I love to joke. I'm a Redskins fan, yay. But most of all, I love God, and I am so grateful that even when I fall, he continues to use me in so many different ways when I don't even realize it. I'm just a thankful person, a happy person, and I'm just loving life right now.
Amen. Amen. That's an important thing right there in and of itself, that in spite of everything, you are at the place where you can enjoy life. And I think that statement in and of itself is probably a great segue to Hey Jossie, because your motive behind Hey Jossie is to empower and strengthen and help lead women, especially in a life, to probably get them to that place. So tell us a little bit about how Hey Jossie came about.
So I guess my mantra would be, and if you view my site, I'm combining my sociological brain with my urban planning thoughts to empower, restore, and lead. I studied sociology for so many years, but I didn't want to major in sociology. I decided to do urban studies. And with urban studies, we look at cities and we try to rebuild, restore, or add to these cities and counties and areas. But as I sat there and I looked at what we were doing, I thought about the people. My heart poured out into people. As I mentor young girls, I looked and I said, okay, these young girls need more in their cities. These women that I'm encountering, their moms, their grandmothers, their aunts, they're missing something. And so when I say I combine my sociological brain with my urban planning thoughts, I look at the bigger picture of what makes up our cities. What makes up our cities are our people. And I really look at women, our women today. You know, a lot of times we see on the internet, in the grocery store, we're seeing women and we're like, what is going on? What happened to our women? And I think at some point we forgot to teach our girls how to empower themselves. That's where the empowerment comes in. The restoration is those who are searching and saying, you know, I have conversations with people and they're like, what am I doing wrong? I can't get here. No, you can. Let's restore your thinking so that you're able to get to that point. And the leading is, what keys can we give you? What can we give you to help you get to the point where you need to be so that you can say, hey, I'm where I want to be in life, or I'm good right here and I'm happy with life, and let's go to the next level of life. Let's continue to build lives. And that is basically the basis behind HeyJossie.com. It was a push to do the blog. It was a push to say, okay, should I go ahead and put this out here, my words, my thoughts? And one day I was sitting at my desk, and it was just a something in my heart that was like, you need to go and purchase your domain. Go buy it. Go buy it. And when I went, I did filled out everything, and I purchased it. All the anxiety left, and I felt like, okay, this is it. This is what I have to do. This is my season. This is the time that I need to pour out into somebody else those things that I have inside of me.
Amen. Amen. I love listening to that simply because much of what you do with Hejassy is a part of us as Empowerment Place. Because I can remember when I first started, I was like, God, what am I supposed to do? And he said, because of everything that you've gone through and the fact that you don't look like what you've been through, I want you to now utilize your past and utilize your present and utilize the insight that I've given you for your greater to help other women get to that place where, you know, you're right. We see so many, and unless they're tagged to a man, driving a car they can't afford, wearing designer bags or knockoffs on their arm and weave down their back, it's like they've lost their identity of who they are as women. So it is necessary to come in and aid them by restoring their mind. You know, and it's got to be, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I think that as much, Jossie, for me, and what we do with empowerment is that we use the word as our platform. I can tell you all day long what Valerie thinks and how Valerie feels, and I can even share with you Valerie's experiences. And but that's not gonna really get you to the place where you need to be. So with Hejassy, when you share your sociological background along with your other teaching, does it help you? No, do you help others by utilizing the word as well?
When I post, a lot of times I will say, I'm not a Christian blogger. I'm more so of a lifestyle blogger, but my relationship with God will be evident in whatever, you know, you read or whatever you see. And yes, I'm driven. I pray. And the month of February, I didn't blog. I didn't write. But one of the blogs I posted yesterday, I woke up and I thought, well, I need to post something. I need to post something. And God was like, okay, this is what you're going to post. This is what you're going to do. He drops things into me. He downloads things into me. And he says, now you're going to post it on this time. I had in my mind where I said, okay, well, I'm gonna post what I want to post. This will make sense. No, he said, no, back it up. Let me show you in your word. I kept saying I needed a new Bible. And I'm so thankful that I was following another blogger, and she posted a Bible. And it was exactly what I was looking for. I went out there and I purchased it. And I have been spending time in my Bible. And that gives me the basis for a lot of stuff that I have written that I have to go ahead and put out there because, let's be honest, I can't do anything without God. I know when I feel his pushing and telling me to move and go. And, you know, I'm waiting now for him to release something. He's been dealing with me about the Proverbs 31 woman. And even if you go on my blog and go to my shop, you know, you'll see I have the Proverbs 31 woman shirts and hats, T-shirts, tank tops. But the Proverbs 31 woman, like, I love her. And we only look at her a lot of times as a wife. But she showed us so much more than being a wife. She showed us for businesswomen how to be a businesswoman. You know, how are you supposed to run your business? Get up early. Hustle for what you got. I mean, if you look at it, she hustled for her household. She held it together. It even said in the scripture that this woman, although she was a wife, she went out here and she worked too. She did her thing to bring things into the home. And we missed that point. I want to focus on some of those women in the Bible who may have similar struggles that we have even today, you know. So, yeah, the word is going to be evident, and that's why everything I write, because God is so evident, and he's there in my life that I can't look any other way, and I know he's there. Everywhere I look, he's there, and He guides me even when I don't want to listen. He's guiding me and telling me, this is what I have for you. This is your assignment. Put this in words. Use this scripture. I'm going to take you here. I'm going to take you there. You know, sometimes I question, why am I reading this? I will tell you later. And later comes when I'm writing something or when I'm talking to someone or if I put something on Facebook or Instagram. You know, I'm learning to be more and more careful and cautious of what I say. You know, I read the Five Agreements. I read part of the Five Agreements. The one that had me the most, be impeccable about your words. So I need to focus on what I'm saying. And my words aren't just the words that I say out of my mouth, but what I type on my blog, what I put in my email blast to my readers, to my supporters. You know, if God gives me a scripture, then guess what? You're going to see it. If God gives me a word, you're going to see it. Because I have no better sense than to listen to what he guides and tells me to do.
Amen. 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 I feel you 100% on that, for certain. For certain. So how long have you been blogging? How long has Hey Jossie been in inception?
Hey Jossie launched on January 1 of this year. And it was exciting. I built myself up, and I was like, okay, Jossie, you got to launch it. And I wanted to launch in such a way that I liked it. I went from, I had a launch page, because I actually didn't launch my blog early. So I had to do a landing page. And I had maybe 40 people to subscribe. Before I launched, before the day it launched, I had 100. And I was like, oh, God, thank you. You know, maybe somebody sees something in me that I just post on the regular internet. And I'm so thankful that now I have at least 100 people that are going to read something that I write. And, you know, and it's kind of like, whoa, it's not me, it's you. But I thank you for that. It's people on my email list I've never heard of, and I'm thankful for it. Because now I can talk to somebody else, because now all the time other people who you see face-to-face all the time, they need what you have. I can now share what I have with millions of other people, hundreds of other people.
Amen. 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 So before Hey Jossie, what had you done to impact the community? What other things have you done before getting to this place that you felt so compelled to be the blogger in this season?
So I had a nonprofit organization, it was Girls on Wives, RVA, and it was a gift to me. And it was something that I had already kind of wanted to do before. And I was thankful that when it was gifted to me, I was able to, you know, work it, and I was going. But something in me was like, I wasn't following the same vision, and it was pulling me, and I was being pulled back, and, you know, things sometimes go downhill. I still have everything I need for Girls My Wives, but I was giving to these young girls. I was mentoring, me and several other young ladies. We were mentoring to these girls. We were taking, you know, trips, having girls' night, and we were talking to them about how to live a good life and still have fun, you know. Many of the girls didn't have those backgrounds. Some of us had degrees. They didn't come from homes where it may have been possible to get good grades but go to college, and someone who was pushing them to go in that direction. So that's what I did. And then I took a year, and I said, okay, y'all, I told my board, I said, guys, we have to shut down for a while because I got to come up, the vision isn't there, and I need a new vision. But as I shut that part down and in that mentoring section, God started to show me other things. And he said, well, just write it down. And I started to write. And he gave me a whole business plan in a skeleton format that he said, I'm going to fill up for you. And part of that was the blogging. He had already showed me that I could blog. But I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and blog for Girls My Wives. And he's like, that's not what I told you to do. Just wait. So I had to sit. And as I came out of that season of my mentoring to young girls, he started to show me more and more and more and more of what I needed to do. And now I'm thankful that he told me to write. You know, he says, write the vision. He told me to write, so I had to write it down. And I kept writing, and I kept typing, and I had sticky pads. And then I said, let me combine everything together so it can make sense on paper. And he gave me this, and he said, go ahead and launch your blog first. Go ahead. You've been working with youth for as long as you can remember, you know, in church. You know, we worked together. We were youth leaders. We helped the youth. We did this. they can move me out of that capacity into somewhere else. Someone else asked me to help with their church, help with the youth, and the majority of their youth were females, were girls. And as I worked with them, I started to notice that it wasn't just the youth that needed me. It was parents. It was moms. It was girlfriends. It was friends. You know, they needed that too. So I guess that's kind of how I came up to the point of let me build and then I can get to this point and I can write it down. You know, and this isn't my final plan. I love to talk to people. I like to talk. I used to get in trouble at school for talking. So my next thing is I want to go and talk, and I want to talk to young girls, and I want to talk to women. I want to talk to moms who think that I got to put my dreams on the back burner because I got kids. No, you don't. You can do it. You just have to know what you can do to get there. Plan your days out so that you have what you need in order to spend time with your kids and reach your goals. I'm just thankful I have a wonderful support system. My son has a great dad, you know. If I say, hey, I got a meeting, or I got to do this, okay, I got him, we got him, I'm good, go ahead, take care of it. My mom, mommy, I got to go do this, all right, I got KJ. You know, just recently, he was sick. My mom on her day off, go to work, I'm going to stay here with him. My aunt, go to work, I got him. You know, so I'm thankful for my village, you know, that surrounds me and helps me. But that's what I want to help other women to realize, that even if you don't have that, or you feel like, well, I want to go back to school, but I got to wait till my kids are older. No, you don't. Manage your day right. Manage your weeks right so you can fulfill your dreams. Because I want my friend to look at me and be like, my mom was a hard worker. She didn't make excuses just because she had me, and she still made sure that she was at my games, and she was taking me places, and we did vacations, and she still reached her goals. And I wasn't an excuse.
Amen.
So that's what I want to show my son, and that's what I want to show other moms. You can still do it. Do it all. But keep God first, because if you don't, you will be lost. And I realize that every day of my life. When I feel like I'm getting frustrated about the littlest thing, hold on. Did I pray today? Did I talk to God today? No, I didn't. Let me go to my prayer journal, and let me pray. Let me pray really quickly. Like last night and this morning, I was frustrated, and I said, okay, yeah, I know what I need to do. Let me go pray. And I wrote it down. And I had to get it out of me. And once I did that, everything was clear. Everything was where it needed to be.
Amen. Amen. It does make a difference. That's a necessary conversation. For every day, a necessary conversation. I recall when you interviewed me for your blog, for your empowerment movement, you said something about vision. And you said, God didn't give me a small vision. He gave me a big vision. I'm probably paraphrasing, but it was something to that. So with what God has given you, where do you see Hey Jossie going?
I always say he doesn't give me small visions. He shows me bits and pieces, but he shows me sometimes where I'm going to put you in arenas that you never thought. Actually, I have things in the works where Hey Jossie will be more than just a blog. It will be I have programs, workshops, events, networking, speaking engagements, things of that nature that I see that's where I'm going. Webinars, you know, a lot of people now are getting into online, because it's easier. I can sit here and listen to your webinar as I, you know, work at home or take care of my kids. I want to do a virtual summit. You know, things of that nature. That's what I see where Hey Jossie is going. And it's to empower, you know, the everyday woman. Because sometimes we feel like I'm just the everyday girl and I can't get to higher heights. But you can. So.
I like what you said there. I think that individuals, women, men, when we put just in front of anything we say about ourselves, we're limiting ourselves and we're limiting God to do in us what he desires. When you say, oh, I'm just a teacher, I'm just a dishwasher, I'm just a mommy, no, you're not just. God says we are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image, and he has a divine purpose for each one of us. And I applaud you for your drive and motivation to succeed in what God has given you to do, because it is very important that everyone understand that they have value, that they have worth. And despite what's taken place in their lives, in their past, they still have the ability within them to do whatever they want to do. And it's so heartbreaking when we do see women, especially who have been beaten down and abused and, you know, haven't been a victim of domestic violence myself. I understand that plight, that for a season in life, you feel as though nothing is going to work. You know, I'm not going to be able to overcome. But as you stated, you can do this, you this. So I'm excited for Hey Jossie. I'm excited for the avenue that people will have to reach out to you to read your blog post, eventually to hear your teachings, and for you to get the speaking engagements and doing the webinars. I'm excited for those opportunities to come forward for you, because you do. You have a passion for people, and you love to talk, and you're using the gifts, the tools, and the knowledge that God has afforded you to make an impact in the earth. So I'm excited. I'm excited about that. Now, you said you have a wonderful support system. You have a village that you're thankful to God for. Has it been a challenge, or has there ever been a moment that you felt like, if I don't get the support of certain people, I don't know if I'm going to make it? Did you have that moment?
I did before. And sometimes I just feel a little disheartening when I don't get the full support of those that I really wanted. But I had to learn that following my purpose, and my purpose was given to me by God, it might not be for everybody that's in my village. It might not be for everybody that supports me in other things. And it's okay. It's okay, because it's not for everybody. But I just ask that they keep, you know, just keep me uplifted, keep praying for me, and no matter what I'm doing. And, you know, sometimes it's, I think sometimes we look at our family like, man, you're supposed to support me no matter what. And it's okay. And my family does support me, don't get me wrong. They do. But at certain times where I don't think they completely understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. And it's like, I don't get it. Okay, you don't have to. But I'm just letting you know, and from there, keep it moving, you know. And it's okay. You know, it's because I know that they have, I know that no matter what, as long as I'm doing the right thing, that they'll support me. It may not be 100%, or I'm a boost it up, I'm a amp it up, but they have my back, and it's okay. Because sometimes when we explain things, I know when we talk, you know, sometimes we share things with those we love, and they're like, I don't get it. Okay, when it's finished, I'll tell you, or you'll understand when you see the finished product.
That's a good place to be in, because I know for myself and others, we're so dependent upon getting the attaboys from those who were in our circle of influence. And when we didn't get it, it would make you second guess your next step. And so when you really rely on God and let no voice be greater than his, you can keep moving. Even if you don't get that anticipated from your circle of influence, you can still move forward. Wow. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, Jocelyn, tell everybody how they can find out more about Hey Jossie.
You can find me at heyjossie.com. It's HEYJOCEY.com. I'm also on Instagram at heyjossie. You can find me on Facebook as Hey Jossie or Jocelyn Lynn. I'm on Twitter, Hey Jossie. Periscope, Hey Jossie. Everywhere, if you Google Hey Jossie, I should pop up. And
amen.
That's how you can get me.
Awesome, 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 awesome. So, listeners, I want you to really check her out today if you haven't already. Check out her blog, heyjossie.com, and read. She's got some goals on there for 2016, and I think if you read some of those goals, it may inspire you to start writing down some goals for yourself. Yes, it is March, but it's not too late to set a motion and to help you get to an expected end. I'm excited. I'm just excited. I'm excited for what you're doing. I congratulate you. And Empowerment Place lends to you whatever we can to help. Let us know.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That means the world to me.
Yeah, well, I love what you're doing. And like I stated earlier, where you are and your desire to make the impact in the earth is in line with where we are and what we will do, not just for women, but for the entire family. Because as much as we see women and young girls who need it, we see so many young boys who don't have the proper mentor. They don't have the father figure, and because of it, they're acting out. And so I'm grateful for my husband. We are a team that plans to make an impact in the earth, and it is our desire to empower those that we come in contact with, as it is yours with Hey Jossie. So we salute you this morning for a job well done, and we speak the Lord's blessings upon you as you continue to go forward.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, you're welcome, sweetie. Go ahead.
It's an awesome, it's an awesome feeling when you can connect with those who have similar goals and desires for people, And a lot of times people don't even realize that there are other people out there. And it's great that it's a familiar person. Like you said, I'm one of your babies too, so it's
Amen.
Just awesome to have that love and support from you as well.
Amen. Amen. Well, we do love you so much. Listeners, I thank you so much for joining us today. For those in the chat room and for those that called in, I pray that something has been said to inform you and empower you today. We want to share with you that no matter where you are in life, no matter what you're facing, know that it's not the end, that God is still in control, and he's able to turn everything around. I know that he'll do it. He's done it for me. He's done it for Jocelyn. And he will do it for you. On tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m., we ask that you join us again for another empowerment teaching. Tomorrow morning I will be talking about dealing with your state of mind, your distorted view, and getting you back to seeing things clearly. And then next Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m., we will have another wonderful entrepreneur, Miss Ebony Rufus, who is an entrepreneur who has her hands in several baskets here in the Richmond, Virginia area, and she will be with us to speak on how she has been empowered and how she empowers others. As always, we remind you here at the Empowerment Place that you are the key to your own empowerment. You can do whatever you desire to do. You've just got to make up your mind and get it done. We encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, it is our prayer that you take the responsibility to empower someone else. Again, Jocelyn, thank you so much for joining us. Listeners, thank you so much for being with us this week. It is our prayer that you have an empowered day and that you be with us again on tomorrow. Until then, know that God loves you and we love you too. God bless you all and goodbye.